I would like to encourage ladies out there, no matter how strong or how weak you think you are academically, there is always a place for you in science. Science is so broad that you can always find your strength and you can improve on it. So if you are interested in science, dare to do it. Go for it.
Hello and welcome to People First, the podcast from the World Bank that brings you stories and voices from Western and Central Africa. I'm your host, Rama George. Today, we're talking about higher education in sub-Saharan Africa. Ensuring Africa's prosperity and economic transformation requires prioritizing education. Education for all, girls and boys alike, that leverages technology and research. An education that empowers every individual. This is what the African Centers of Excellences, or ACEs, have been aiming to do. Launched in 2014, the ACEs are considered today as the first large-scale World Bank-funded regional project in the higher education sector in Africa. They cover more than 80 centers in more than 50 universities across 20 African countries. Here are a few numbers. In a decade, they have enrolled over 90,000 students across Africa, including nearly 8,000 PhDs and over 30,000 master's degrees. In addition, over 50,000 youth attended short professional training programs. More than 10,000 research outputs have been published and serving the region. Over 130 programs have obtained international accreditation, while more than 600 programs have been nationally accredited. In this episode, we'll meet the program manager and some of the alumni. They are originally from Nigeria, Togo, Uganda, Malawi, and from our host country, Ghana. They will share their views about the program, update us on their journey so far, and tell us what motivates them every day. Are you ready? Let's go. Akwaba from Accra. At the coordination and knowledge sharing levels, ACEs are implemented by the Association of African Universities and the Inter-University Council of East Africa. We sat down with Sylvia Mwandawire, who manages the ACE program at the Association of African Universities, to learn more. Hello, Sylvia. It's good to see you.
Hi, Rama.
Could you please tell us more about your job, what inspired your journey to join the ACE program, and what continues to motivate you in your role?
I work with Association of African Universities. I have been coordinating 53 centers of excellence in the West and Central Africa, including Djibouti. I did a PhD program in Makerere University in Uganda, and this is a transdisciplinary program which was designed in 2012. When I completed in 2019, I landed on an advertisement where they were looking for a program coordinator, and looking at how the ACE project has been designed, it fits very well within the skills that I had attained from the Makerere University. And indeed, when I joined the African Centers of Excellence, it's been quite interesting to see how we are managing institutional development, different stakeholders that falls within the innovation framework.
The ACEs focus on five main thematic areas: agriculture, health, environment, applied social sciences, and science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM. Over the past decade, what major accomplishments have the Africa Centers of Excellence achieved?
There's been impressive achievements throughout the 10 years of the African Centers of Excellence. We've surpassed over the expectations. The centers have mobilized revenue. This was a key critical component for their sustainability. So we are looking at over $190 million US dollars mobilized by the centers for their sustainability in case of anything beyond the ACE program. So there have been significant achievements throughout the project indicators of ACE.
What key strategies or elements have been instrumental in reaching these milestones, and are there any specific factors that contributed?
I'll start with the design of the program. The first strategy, the ACE program follows through results-based financing approach, and that process has helped us to ensure accountability, transparency, and making sure every country is aligning to the project expectations without no deviations. There's been a lot of institutional ownership efforts. I think regional collaboration has been great to also mobilize partners that can help us and support the implementation of the ACEs by bringing additional skills.
Now, how are you preparing young women and men about jobs of the future, and particularly here in Africa?
The ACE programs are supporting the graduates through initiatives like opportunities to commercialize research, giving seed grants to the students so that they can actually design innovations that can be taken to the market. So the incubation, the entrepreneurship opportunities that the program has presented to the students has also contributed to workforce development. And then when we also see some centers, they have business incubators that have been established and are operational. That's also another effort in skills development. And we've also promoted industry linkages through internship placements. Students are being placed in various countries at regional level, national level, just to attain skills that are aligning to the job market.
Right. A key aspect is the regionality of the program for greater impact. This leads me to the next group of students. We have Esther Opara joining us with Fanny Crosby-Cattrall. Esther is from Nigeria while Fanny is from Togo. They study at the Servida Dunedin Regional Center of Excellence in Sustainable Cities in Africa, a prominent research institution in Lomé, Togo. They've invented the Pamplo bike, a bamboo bicycle. Yes, you heard right. It's even complete with a rattan basket installed in the front. Let's hear from them on the innovation angle of the ACE program.
Pamplo bike is a combination of two languages. Pamplo is from a local language from Togo, and bike because she's from Nigeria, so Pamplo bike.
Our innovation is a blend of natural resources that meets up today's research, because we are blending the resources we have in Lomé, combining natural resources with innovation. Pamplo bike is 75% made of bamboo and 25% made of metal. And in the nearest future, we are hoping to have at least 95% of bamboo bicycle. According to our research, according to the literature, it shows that bamboo is a very solid product which can last for 25 years.
Nice. What makes you proud of being part of the ACE program and of your innovation, the Pamplo bike?
We are proud because we are women. And initially, people think that it wouldn't be a reality. We want to motivate other women out there, other girls out there, that it is possible. Girls can do it. We are capable of realizing our ideas.
We have this opportunity because of ACE, and we are so proud that ACE is funding our research. Thank you.
Congratulations. I wish you much success, and I can't wait to get on that bike later. Now, turning back to you, Sylvia, looking ahead, what actions or initiatives would you encourage stakeholders to undertake to further enhance the impact of African higher education?
We need to invest more in improving the industry linkage. Yes, we've made strides, but we still have gaps. We want to retain these young professionals in Africa.
What makes you the happiest of the achievements during these 10 years?
So during the 10 years, we are seeing universities that have transformed. We are seeing the teaching and learning facilities that are relevant and competitive, just as any other country, US, UK. And when you get into a laboratory where the ACE Center has been established, you feel like you are in Harvard in Africa here. I think it has been amazing. When we see graduates getting their own companies, running their own institutions, it really makes me happy.
As you've heard, the ACE program is a series of regional higher education projects that aim to improve education, training, and applied research at the postgraduate level in strategic priority fields, including STEM, agriculture, health, industry, and related fields. And listen to this, 1/3 of ACE students are also female. We also met with Fauzia Mohamed Zuka. She recently completed her PhD in Integrated Coastal Zone Management from the Africa Center of Excellence in Coastal Resilience at the University of Cape Coast in Ghana. This is what she told us about girls in STEM.
for young girls, a career in STEM is very important. You need to seek mentors, the right ones, speak to the right people, and ask questions. You also need to explore big opportunities, whether small or big opportunities, such as volunteer programs and then internships. These programs can help you with your career because that's where you build your networks. You learn on the job. And also, just do it and read and read and read and also work hard.
The ACES are an African response to Africa's challenges by African scientists who deliver programs of international standard and under modern conditions. We also met with an alumnus who is now the managing director of Aquaponic for Life based in Lilongwe, Malawi.
Hello, my name is Peace Kemisi Mnelemba. I'm from Malawi and I got a master's scholarship under Aquafish Center, which is an ACE center. After I finished my master's program, I decided to open my own company called Aquaponic for Life, where we are facilitating aquaponic systems that grow fish and vegetables simultaneously. These systems are really efficient and environmentally and economically sustainable as they utilize 90% less water. The main reason for establishing this company was mainly to create jobs for fellow young people in Malawi. We've worked with 400 youth and we've managed to establish and develop over 40 aquaponic systems in Malawi. And in addition to that, we are using organic waste to produce feed for fish and other livestock. Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing your story with us. The results from the ACES on the ground are also feeding into the World Bank Africa's Jobs and Economic Transformation Agenda. The project unites top African professors to train postgraduate students using modern resources and infrastructure, offering international standard programs that foster innovation and competitiveness. With additional financing contribution from the French Development Agency, global partnerships and shared commitment from all parties involved has been key for the program, especially with other universities, industrialists, and the private sector in Africa. This is critical for continued student research, internships, and access to job markets. As we wrap things up, let's listen to Albert Arden, an undergraduate in biochemistry and nutrition from the University of Ghana, play on words. He's also the recipient of the Best Student Spoken Word Artist Poet in the 2025 Ghana Tertiary Achievers Awards.
African Higher Education Centers of Excellence. You aced it. 10,000 papers. These are not just ink on a page, but blueprints to shape a gauge of African stage higher in Africa. She rose higher and brought education at the forefront of the world. You made things very easy in Africa because you threw light into the exact education we are looking up to. STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEM, deeply rooted in excellence. And today we are very proud of you. We are proud of the mind refined and inclined to the plane of the future. We are proud of you. I mean, when I see Africa's education today, I see the sight and excitement. When I see Africa's education today, I see the sight with excitement. And now in our imaginations, we are not just going to imagine nations with great education, because we see it, we see excellent education, we see transformation, and we say congratulations, ACE, for acing it. Congratulations.
I'm Rama George, and you've been listening to People First, the podcast featuring the Africa Centers of Excellence program, an initiative funded by the World Bank and supported by partner institutions. You can stay connected by following us on your favorite podcast platform. If you haven't yet, subscribe, rate, and review us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and BanqueMondiale.org. Yes, you've heard right. We're also available in French. We'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, comments, and suggestions for future topics by emailing us at peoplefirstpodcast.worldbank.org. You can even send us a voice memo and we might feature it on the program. Don't forget to tell us your name and where you're writing from. Join us next time for another episode of People First. On behalf of the production team, thank you so much for listening.